بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم والله سميع عليم صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, one of the very important objectives of this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan, as was indicated to us in the lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to his ummah on the onset of this blessed month of Ramadan. Like I said, it's a lengthy hadith. But one aspect of that hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Huwa shahrul muwasat," that this is the month to inculcate within us compassion and concern for our fellow Muslims, particularly the poor, to show sympathy, to show kindness, to show compassion for them. This little bit of hunger that we undergo while fasting, one of the objectives is to create affinity with the poor, concern for the poor, to inculcate this quality of generosity within us. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, generosity is a tree in Jannat, its branches are in this world. If one will display generosity, then one will attach, you will get attached to this tree which eventually will take you to Jannah. Conversely, he said, miserliness is a tree from Jahannam. Its branches are also in the world. If a person will be miserly, Allah protect us, he will attach himself to this tree till eventually it will take him towards Jahannam. Human nature is such that we tend to lean towards miserliness. Generosity is something that has to be developed. We have to exert, go against our nafs. We have to apply ourselves. But the rewards for generosity are tremendous. In fact, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allaha istakhlasa hadha ad-din li nafsihi wa la yasluhu li hadha ad-din illa as-safa wa husn al-khuluq." Allah fazayyinu deenakum bihima. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah chose this deen, deen-e-Islam. Once you become Muslim, you are linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This way of life, the Shariat of Islam, is a direct link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you become the man of Allah. Allah chose this deen, linked it to Himself. So you are not worthy. You are not worthy of this identity, I am a Muslim, unless you develop two qualities within you. What are these two qualities? Rasulullah said, As-Sakha, generosity. Wa husnul khuluq, good akhlaq and character. And then he said, beautify your deen. Make yourself an attractive Muslim by developing these two qualities. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, time is very limited. But such was his generosity. This was a very, very effective tool by which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought people closer to him, brought people closer to Islam. Many, many incidents there were. Once he gave a person so much that this person went back to his people and he said, "Aslim, fa inna Muhammadan yu'ti ata amalla yaksha faqa." He told his people, "All of you accept Islam, because in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam I have seen a man who spends upon others in such a way that he does not fear any poverty." This is Allah's system. Anfiq yunfaq alayk. Spend, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spend upon you. Ma naqasa malu abdim min sadaqa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, through sadaqa and charity, the wealth of no man was diminished. We have to, particularly in this month, sahaba say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very generous. But in Ramadan, ajwad min ar-rihil mursala. Ajwad min ar-rihil mursala. They say he would become more generous than a blowing wind. That hadith which I am referring to, he said, give the fasting person Give the fasting person something to eat at the time of iftar. What will Allah give you? كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ وَعِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ Allah will forgive your sins and Allah will enter you, Allah will protect you from Jahannam. Sahaba said, لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَتِّرُ السَّائِمِ Ya Rasulullah, majority of us are ourselves poor. Majority of us are ourselves poor. We don't have the means to give a fasting person something. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Allah will give you this reward even if you give the fasting person a sip of water or even a sip of milk. What is being encouraged? A Muslim is one who gives. A Muslim is not one who takes. Al-yadul ulya khayru min al-yadis sufla. The giving hand is more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the taking hand. Learn to take from Allah and spend upon the makhluk. Nevertheless, the verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, this verse is an ajeeb fadilat and virtue. One is, when we talk of this term bakhil, who is the miser in Shari'i terminology? Allah ta'ala, wa amma man bakhila wastaghna. Quran speaks out against the miser. One is we find a miser, bakhil, that is that person who doesn't spend on others. Then there is one stage even worse than that. Even worse than bakhil. What is that called? Shahih. This is also mentioned in the Quran. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِي What is shahih? That is that wretched, unfortunate person who forget not spending on others, doesn't spend on himself also. Every morning switches the computer on, looks at his balance sheet, or looks at how much money he's amassed, carries on counting and counting, but his nature is such, forgets spending on his family, he can't even spend on himself also. So that is even worse than bakhil. One Latifa Faqih Abu Layth Samarkandi Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions that one day somebody met Shaitan, a pious person, and he asked him that, you know what, tell me, who are your friends? Who are your friends? So he says that the friends of Shaitan, they generally have three qualities. One of the three. One is the habit of drinking liquor. One quality. Second quality, that they become angry very quickly. Third quality, that they are miserly. So any one of the three, you are getting close to Shaitan. Allah protect us. And if you got all three, then you are Shaitan's baap. Then you are Shaitan's father. Above Shaitan also. This quality of miserliness, this is something that is very, very great warnings we find in Quran also and in Hadith also. To such an extent, Jannatul Firdaus, VIP Jannat. Like I said, time is limited, but the mafhum of the riwayat, when Allah created Firdaus, Allah addressed that Jannat and said, Wa izzati wa jalali, la yujawizuni fiki bakhil. I take an oath on my dignity and my honor, a miserly person will never enter you. I will never allow a miserly person to enter Firdaus. So how does one come out of this category of being miserly? Ulama say, the first step is zakat. The first step is zakat. The verse of the Quran which I mentioned in the beginning, ajeeb virtue of zakat Allah Ta'ala gives. In this verse of the Quran, for example, when it comes to salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Allah and His malaika send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, the meaning differs in relation to Allah. It means Allah showers rahmat and mercy. In relation to the malaika, it means they make du'a for Allah's mercy. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, you who believe, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, you also send salawat upon my Nabi. Allah and His malaika send salawat. Allah commands you, you send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the verse which I recite in the beginning, Allah is commanding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you send salawat. Allah Ta'ala is commanding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you send salawat upon who? Upon those who discharge their zakat from your ummah. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا Allah says, through that zakat, we will purify their wealth. We will protect their wealth. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ And O my Nabi, those who pay their zakat, you send salawat on them. إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَّهُمْ Your salawat, in other words, your dua for them, سَكَنٌ لَّهُمْ will be a source of great comfort and great protection for them. This injunction of zakat, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ آتُ الزَّكَاةَ 9 places in the Quran, Allah commands, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ آتُ الزَّكَاةَ And one place, the 10th place, Allah says, أَقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ So 10 times, this injunction is repeated in the Quran. Allah protect us, those who will not discharge their zakat. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ Allah says that wealth, the zakat of which is not discharged, will be heated up in Jahannam. And the face, side and flank of this person who did not discharge his zakat will be branded with the same wealth. Allah protect us. One riwayat it comes that wealth will be turned into a snake and it will chase you. Ana maluk, ana kanzuk, ana maluk, ana kanzuk. I am the wealth which you amassed and hoarded. I am the treasure which you hoarded in this world. Simple solution. You're not asked to give 10% like the previous woman. 2.5%. And that too of surplus wealth. 2.5% of surplus wealth and such multitudes of benefits. So this is very, very important. Ulama say, like how they are masail with salah. Wuzu has to be made a certain way. Make sure your musalla is facing Qibla. Make sure it is pure. Know how to carry out the salah. What is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, what is farz. In exactly the same way, there are injunctions pertaining to zakat. There are injunctions and regulations, and we need to find this out. It's not just some convoluted calculation we make in our mind, no. Learn the masail of zakat. Get serious about our zakat. Calculate the zakat. See when your zakat year is. And discharge that zakat correctly. Easiest thing nowadays is what? Sit down and write one check. Write one check and give it to an organization. Very often I mentioned this. Few years ago, Jamaat was in Singapore. Highly regulated country. So there everything is transparent. Outside one mosque, they had one zakat organization put its so-called balance sheet. I don't know the exact figures, but I'm giving an idea. Collected 600,000 Singapore dollars. How was the money spent? Office staff, stationery, printing, advertising. Each amount was written there. Wallah, I'm sitting in the masjid, more than 50% of what they collected went in administrative expenses. The poor got less than 50% of what was collected. To write down a check and give it to some organization is fine. But how is that money being discharged? Is it actually going to the poor? And what is the psychology of zakat? Psychology of zakat is to bring yourself down to the level of the poor. Go and find the poor in your area. See the condition that they are living in. Feel the pain in your heart for them. Learn to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah has blessed you with. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Aisha radiallahu anha, أحب المساكين أحب المساكين He said, Aisha, love the poor. Love the poor doesn't mean long distance. Love means integrate with the poor. أحب المساكين قربيهم Aisha, keep the poor close to you. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُقَرِّبُكِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ If you will do this, Allah will keep you close to Him on the Day of Judgment. You will be close to the poor, Allah will keep you close to Him on the Day of Judgment. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana awwalu man yuharriku hilqat al-jannah, fayuftahu li fa'adkhulaha." I will be the first to knock at the door of Jannah. Jannah will be open for me. I will enter Jannah first. And who will be with me? Ma'i fuqara' al-mu'minin. He said, "With me will be the poor people of my ummah." This is the shan of iman, to integrate with the poor. Islam does not advocate this culture of classes. We have to bring ourselves down to the level of the poor. And one very effective tool is by spending on the poor, seeing their plight, mixing with them. This is why our elders encourage us go in umumi jamaats. So we are able to relate to the condition of the ummah. Today, the hearts of the people around us are filled with hatred. Why? Because the wealthy, in a pompous manner, they show off their wealth. They create this distance. Naturally, this inculcates hatred and discrimination. But if you integrate, spend, a Muslim is generous. Coming back to what we are saying, this topic requires much detail, but time is limited. A Muslim is generous. Zakat does not make you generous. Zakat does not make you generous in Sharia terminology. Zakat only takes you out of the label of miserly. Generosity starts after zakat. Generosity is above zakat. Allah Ta'ala 10 places commands you with zakat. How many places does Allah command you to spend? How many places does Allah command you in the Quran to spend? 82 places. 82 places in the Quran, infaq, yunfiqoon, Allah says spend your wealth, spend your wealth. And what is ajil? Allah Ta'ala doesn't really talk about spending wealth. Anfiqoo bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. Allah says mal and nafs, time and wealth. But interestingly, what's mentioned first? The wealth is mentioned first, then the life. Amwalikum wa anfusikum. First wealth is mentioned, then the life is mentioned. The life is more valuable than the wealth, but why does Allah mention the wealth first? Because normally the heart gets attached to the wealth. And if you want Allah, you want His closeness, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرِّ. Allah says, you won't find me. You will never become mine. My true ta'alluq, my true love, my true connection, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرِّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Till you don't spend that which you love. The love for the wealth is there, it's natural. My respected brothers, learn to spend it in Allah's way. Spend it in Allah's way, your heart will follow that wealth. Give it to akhirat, your heart will follow akhirat. The true ta'alluq with Allah will come. The true love for Allah will come. And what is ajeeb? What is ajeeb? This is Allah's system. Logically we feel, I'm giving the money away. You're not giving it away. You are protecting your wealth. You are protecting your wealth by spending on the poor. Why? Because Allah guarantees you will give it back to you. He will give it back to you in this world also, and in akhirat so much Allah will give you, you can't even imagine. Allah give us tawfiq.